we used to have men's gatherings at David's cabin. David is my best friend, who Carl was the brother-in-law. And Carl became a part of those men's gathering. David was a 12-stepper. Carl fit in, at least with me, especially as a mentally ill person. I mean, Carl suffered from bipolar, and I know sometimes, especially when he was fighting for some environmental project that he had to put a lot of work into, he got his mind going too fast, and he shared with me months, you know, when my mind goes that fast, I can see the future. And I said, I know, Carl, I've been there. And but he, like me, is treated the same way. Go into a dark room, shut your eyes, no stimulation, and try to ride it out without totally decompensating. So I identified with him in a scientific way and as a mentally ill person. But the cabin crowd was pretty eclectic, AA, NA, Christians, non-Christians. And so we had our gatherings at David's cabin in Trinity Pines, which had an outhouse. And when David sold his cabin, we started meeting at a cabin in Manton, which had a toilet, you know, so we had gone upscale there. But Carl was a consistent attendee of the cabin gathering, so that's how I first came to know Carl intimately. At a cabin gathering, well, sure, there's horseshoes and the men want to shoot guns and play poker, but pretty much every morning we would have a spiritual meeting, you know, and we'd sit around a circle and talk, and frequently for some of them it was kind of like their annual purging, you know. They needed to purge the stuff they'd collected all year, and Carl participated in that. I know first of all, Carl was the best horseshoe player. I don't know if Tony Forward made it here, but sorry, Tony, you weren't. But in the last few years, Carl's shoulder bothered him so much that he couldn't throw shoes. That was one of the things that was wrong with Carl at the end. And they wouldn't do the surgery because he only had 50% of his heart capacity left, of congestive heart. And he suffered from an autoimmune disorder that gave him pain. And he was diabetic, and his kidneys were failing. And that's pretty much what got him in the end, was kidney failure. But I'm not supposed to be really talking about that. But so Carl would beat us at horseshoes, and then the last few cabin gatherings, I remember the boys would go to shoot guns, you know, in Manton somewhere. They'd go to shoot guns, and I didn't want to do that. And Carl would be sitting there, and he and I would sit there, and he would be cutting up vegetables and cutting up fruit. He made a fruit salad and a vegetable salad. And if it wasn't for him, there probably wouldn't have been anything green there. You know, it would have been meat and cookies. You know, just a two-course meal without potatoes. So anyway, Carl was the salad maker. And he would frequently end up sleeping in his truck. You know, there wasn't always room for all of us. And I think he slept in his truck a lot of his life, when he was running around collecting pollen and such. I'm not sure about that. But he was just in the bed of his truck with the camper shell on, and he would sleep that way. So the cabin, you know, Carl was there maybe not this January, but last January. So that was a current thing. But I got to know Carl better when two friends of mine and I started a 12-step study, and we began to accrue some guys, and we went through the steps, and then we went through them again. And Carl could have been there, but I didn't really know that at the time. He wasn't there at the time. But after we had gone through the steps a couple of times, that group kind of morphed into there's a member who's shut in the house. So we would have meetings. This guy named Don Dawes was in. Old crotchety old man, Navy, and you know, Jim and Lou are part of that crowd, what I call the spiritual meetings we had more recently. So Carl would come down off the hill, and most recently we met at Denny's, but at first we were meeting at Don Daw's house because he couldn't go anywhere. So we were bringing that kind of spiritual meeting into him. And Carl was there regularly. When Don went to the hospital, Carl would visit Don. We'd visit Don. Carl would be visiting. And then Don passed away. And we moved back to Starbucks and then Denny's, and Carl kept coming. We had meetings in Lou's home sometimes. Carl kept coming. So over the last 5 years, I got to know Carl even better as the member of what this spiritual group. And, you know, Carl would visit, I think it was more than Don Daw's. I mean, it seems like we're always visiting someone in the hospital, and Carl would be there. So when Carl fell on, after the spider bit him, it was like, you know, he went downhill pretty fast in a variety of ways, and seemed very quick, really overall, but it was his turn to get visits. You know, we'd come to his house. Lou and I was coming to his house. And then when he's in the hospital or the marquee, then we visit him there. You know, and that's, Carl did it for some of us, and we did it for him. And I know Carl had a lot of other visitors. I've seen the pictures, and I've been there when some of the rest of you were there. And I would just like to close what I'm sharing, saying that I look forward to hearing from the rest of the speakers who knew Carl in different ways, because I only knew him in the ways that I shared about.